Hello and welcome to the Views from the Sofa podcast. I hate doing the opening bit. I hate this bit. I absolutely hate this
bit. I really
enjoy
it because I get sitting quiet.
Bit. Oh, I hate it. I hate the forced hello. I'd be an awful presenter.
I like that we sit here and listen to the theme music as well. Yeah. We don't just start it cold.
No, we have to. We get in the mood for it. Yeah, absolutely. And we actually listen to the extended cut.
Yeah. Doesn't need
I've
the choreography.
Put it down, it's about, no. No, but I mean, how else would I get you all ready for the quiz, Dave, if I didn't dance for you? Anyway, now we've started that awkwardly. I'm your host, Ben, and this is... I'm going to start with Podcast Dave.
Hello.
So it's a new moniker. I'm thinking how many different monikers I can give you. Moniker is in Gellar. The title, all not right. you're going to say Gellar. So last time we spoke about the... We finished speaking about the Oscars, and we're back... ready to speak about the Oscars, but before we do that, you have to see whether we've got what I think... No, it's not an Oscar-worthy film at all, actually. We always start, what have you been watching? Mm-hmm. And me and you went to the cinema together.
We did.
To watch Black Panther.
We did.
To see what all the hype was about.
Yep.
And loads of people give it 5 stars. It had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is the big review site. It collates all the different reviews. And I was... fairly all right with it.
Yeah, it was fine. It was a good film to go and watch. It was enjoyable. It was the plot was good. The action was good. The writing was all right. It was just different. It was a different sort of film.
Would you? It's nowhere near the best Marvel movie.
No. Not even, no, the best not even one of recent times.
No, it's Thor really not. It's really that Thor was better and Spider-Man was better. It's not the best one of the last year. Like, if you talk about the 12 months of films,
yeah.
It's not, no.
No.
And I'm more excited for Ant-Man and Wasp.
Yeah, I think I am too.
And obviously 100 times more excited for Infinity War.
Yeah.
So, it did the job. It was very cool. I like the way it's completely different to every other Marvel movie again. So they're doing a very good job of keeping all the Marvel movies separate. And keeping them different. So they've got a high school movie with Spider-Man. They've got a mystical movie with Doctor Strange. They've got space with Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor now. And obviously they've got African culture and spy, to be honest. He's a bit of a James Bond.
He is a little bit,
that whole bit where his sister was giving him gadgets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was very M, wasn't it?
Very Bond. So he's a very cool guy.
Q.
Yeah, it was, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't even pick you up on that.
That was very cute.
It wasn't Judi Dench, no. Actually, I didn't, no. So, yeah, it was. I gave it 3.5 stars.
I gave it 7 on our IMDb list.
So, that's a...
That works out that's perfect.
That's exactly
perfect. We agree.
Yes, it is, yeah. Wow, okay then. Have you watched any other non-Oscar-related movies?
No.
Okay, so that'll be... That's quick then. Okay,
have you?
I've watched two more.
Okay.
So, I don't think we talked about Baby Driver last time, did we?
I think we touched on it briefly, maybe. But tell us again. Because it was clearly memorable.
What's about Baby Driver? The thing is, we didn't talk about The Big Sick. Because you said you didn't like The Big Sick.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good.
Mm.
And I watched Baby Driver after I watched The Big Sick, which is making me think we haven't talked about Baby Driver.
Possibly, yeah.
But anyway, so Baby Driver is about a toddler who drives cars. No, it's not. It's about a heist driver. And the thing that's really good about it is Edgar Wright, who's the director and writer of it, he put the music perfectly in time with all of the action that's going on.
Right.
To the point where, like, gunshots are the beats of the songs that are playing. And all the songs are famous songs.
Oh, okay.
Because the idea is that Baby, who is the heist driver, the getaway driver, he has to listen to music all the time to drown out tinnitus, or tinnitus, depending on who you are. And so it's almost a constant soundtrack the whole time. And it's very well put together. The car chases are amazing. The opening car chase is incredible because it's perfectly timed to music.
Right.
It's unbelievably how well it's done. It's almost perfectly timed to the music. So Yeah, very impressed with that movie. Very impressed.
Was it noticeable that... Because I haven't seen Baby Driver. It didn't appeal to me from the trailer. So is it noticeable that they've sped up or slowed down the action? Like, has the footage been adjusted or was it just timed and rehearsed and rehearsed?
I think it must have been timed and rehearsed and rehearsed. Because it doesn't... It's one of those things that it's noticeable. Like, if you didn't know that was something that the film was about, it would take you a little while to notice what was going on. Right. But like, I watched it, and Kaz came halfway down, I was watching it really early in the morning, and she came down from bed to kind of watch the second half. And I was like, the music's in time with what's going on. And she was like, is it? And then there was a big shootout, and she was like, that's, you know, you could see that the gunshots were in time with some of the music as we were playing. Yeah. And it was just done, I don't know if she'd have noticed if I hadn't told her.
Okay, that's a good way of doing it.
It's a good way, it's a very good way of doing it. So
I was going to say, what annoys me watching old films and something that really dates films, I think, is when you have car chases and everyone's moving at warp speed, everyone's racing around, and it's clear that these cars are just rolling down the road.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And the other one I watched, which was well worth it, was Supersonic, which was a documentary about Oasis.
Mm-hmm. Love that drink.
Which... The band Oasis.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of Super Flavour, which is the documentary about Oasis, right. The drink. Don't go looking for that fat film. Who would?
Oasis fans.
I love Oasis. Yeah.
Loads of people say they love Oasis.
And that's what they mean.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
That's what I'm
saying. Is that the people who love Blur, just like being dizzy?
Yes.
That's what that's about.
Pulp.
And Pulp, just love.
Mashed up fruit.
I haven't mashed up paper.
How weird's that? Okay.
Supersonic then. Yeah. Really good.
Bare-naked ladies.
Really good. What did you say?
Bare-naked ladies.
I once told my mum that I wanted to record Top of the Pops when we had it, because I loved that band. And my mum said, why do you want to record Top of the Pops? And I said, because this week, Bare Naked Ladies are on it. And her face, if I could take a picture, it was perfect. So it's one of those moments where I'm going, why is she looking like that? Because I was a good 12 or 13 years old, because even then it was just, that's a weird thing for him to say. Like, I know that's not what he means, but has he got it wrong? Has he read the TV guide and gone, oh my God, Bare Naked Ladies on Top of the Pops? It was just bizarre, but yeah, I always remember that. So Supersonic, the Oasis movie, it's very good because the music of Oasis is very good. I'm not a massive Oasis fan, but the story of them, I think it helps that Noel and Liam are just absolute tools.
Yeah.
But Noel's brilliant. Mm. You know, the music he writes is incredible.
Yeah.
And you sometimes wonder if he'd managed to do it on his own without Liam trashing hotel rooms and stuff, what...
Yeah,
would have happened, really.
He was
part
of the brand, wasn't he, Liam? With the he was the Oasis brand.
Yeah, they're going to clean up the minute they do their planned reunion.
Yeah,
God, it's such a fix. The minute they do it, they'll be back.
I was reading about it today. It was 2009 they split up, so 10 years next year.
Easily.
Could be, couldn't it?
Easily.
Is Glastonbury on next year?
Well,
Glastonbury's not about, a festival for them, is it?
It's about, they went to play at, I can't remember the place it was now. They played the biggest audience in Britain that's ever been played.
Right.
One of these massive, huge, it's Hebworth, is it called?
Nebworth.
Nebworth, that's it. They played there on like 3 days.
Right.
And to the biggest audience you can play over 3 days and all the rest of it. And I just thought they could do that. Reunion tour for Oasis, they could do that. Well, not even tour, reunion gig, they could do that.
Yeah, they could do Wembley and fill Wembley for 3 weeks.
If they decided to go to Nebworth, they could do that. They could fill Nebworth once.
Yeah.
They just go, we're just going to do one more gig, one time, clean up. Because the cynical thing about it is, obviously Liam kicked off about the whole, you should have been here for the Love Manchester. But I just thought they're not going to give that away for free.
No.
I know it's awful, it is, but they ain't.
No.
And there's no way they hate each other as much when... It's the money, so...
Yeah.
But if you could see Supersonic, it's on Netflix, I think, and it's well worth... No, I don't think it's on Netflix. I think I got it through my blog connections. But it is very well worth watching if you can. Even if you don't particularly like the music of Oasis, it's a really interesting story about just a music band coming from literally nowhere, and within 3 years, I think it was, they're playing Nebworth.
Yeah.
It's an incredible, really. But most of the other films I watch are Oscar movies.
Yeah, mine too. I've been to cinema a couple of times and seen a couple of the Oscar films.
So I think what we'll do is we'll talk about the winners and whether we agree with them or not. Before we do our predictions and stuff that we did last time, we'll get to. We'll do whether we agree with the winners, who we think should have won it. There's a couple that I do agree with, a couple I don't. I don't know about you.
Yeah, much
and
the same.
And then the film's in there too, so if we talk about it. So I think what we'll start with is, if we just go down this list here, so best supporting actors there first.
I know this is editorial discussion on the past, but unless you want to open them as we go and talk about each category as we
can
go through the winners.
Do the thing, you can do that. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, right, we're opening the envelope. Ooh. Envelope, depending on which part of the country you're from.
So you say again, what?
Envelope or envelope?
Envelope?
I'm quite continental, so I'd pray.
You're not quite continental. That's absolutely envelope. Rubbish. So I've given you your choices, I've got my choices.
Yep. In fact, let's swap.
I knew you were going to do that. Right, okay. The thing is, I did this before I'd seen the rest of the films.
That's okay.
So my predictions and who I want to win are not necessarily the same.
Oh, absolutely, I went with who I think's going to win, not what I should think should win.
So, I don't need to hide them from you. They're your predictions. Okay, so we'll start with best supporting actor.
Yep.
Okay. So, the winner of best supporting actor...
We didn't do best supporting actor.
But we might as well talk about it. The winner of best supporting actor... Oh, we can do that. We'll talk about it. It's two of the major categories. So the winner of Best Supporting Actor was Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it Three Billboards from now on.
Yeah. No, I'd like you to give it the full title.
Would you?
Full title, please.
Okay, what you want. So, the others in there were Willem Dafoe for Florida Project, Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins for Shape of Water, who, if you're not sure who that was in the film, that was the bald guy.
Yeah.
And Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, who replaced Kevin Spacey. Agree with who won that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
That's who I wanted to win it. That's not who I thought was going to win it, if I had to make my predictions. I thought it was easily going to be Christopher Plummer. For the reasons why. Was because, if you know, it's the year of Time's Up, it's the year of Me Too.
Yeah.
If Oscars wanted to make a decent... And it's not a bad... He does a great job in the film. He's really, really good in the film. So it's not like it would be a throw at him for pity or anything. But
I was going to say, I haven't seen the film, but I've read a few things and people have said that the nod was... The nomination was that nod to that and the Kevin Spacey thing. Like, there were more deserving supporting actors that were chosen. But the fact that he's in there is sort of like, up yours, Kevin. Thing and so to make him win it is a bit of a like
kicking the guy while he's down essentially. Yeah. I get that. No, that's fair. I get that.
But no, Sam Rockwell, yeah, the great performance. Yeah, really enjoyed it. I think that character's the writing for that character was a bit tricky. It was a bit of a sort of leap to go from him being a horrible character to jumping to liking him again.
And you do though. You're on his side. I think there's a scene in it. There's a scene when he's in... Won't give anything away. There's no spoilers, but there's a scene where he's in a pub. In a pub, it's obviously British. Where he's in a bar, and he's sat in a booth, and there's two guys sat behind him. And you, from that moment, when things start to click into place, you're kind of like, oh, please, come on, please. You know, you're on his side from that point forward, and you're really vying for him. You're really going for him, I think.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's a tricky... Because he does some really despicable things in that movie.
Yeah, he does, yeah. But at the same time, he acted it well. I don't think he could have acted it any better. I believed everything he did.
Yes.
I'm critiquing the writing, potentially, more so than the character.
Than his performance.
The performance.
Okay. So let's have a look at Best Supporting Actress, which I assume is the next one he...
Oh, no, it's not in order.
Oh, is it not?
No,
of course it's not. Why would it be?
That's random.
There we go. Okay, then. So...
The
winner was Alison Janney for I, Tonya. She played Tonya's mum.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name. Mary J. Blige for Mudbound was in there too. Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread. Laura Metcalf for Lady Bird. And Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. Do you agree with who won this?
I don't know. I haven't seen three of the films yet. I haven't seen Phantom Thread. I haven't seen Mudbound. I haven't seen I, Tonya. Lady Bird. Laurie Metcalf. Was that the mom?
Yes.
So she was good, but not the lead character, which is obviously a supporting actress.
Actress, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it wasn't overly stretched, and the same for Shape of Water.
I'm not sure why that's Octavia Spencer's in there.
No. No.
That wasn't a... That baffles me, that.
That's nominated for the film because it's an Oscar-y film rather than...
It feels like it's... We'll talk about Oscar-y film later, I reckon, but yeah.
But I'm pleased Alison Janney won. I like her. She's West Wing.
Yeah.
And I love West Wing, so...
She deserved it. She deserved it. That was the one I... That's not who I thought was going to win it. If I had to make a prediction, I easily thought it was going to be Mary Jane Blige from Mudbound.
Right.
And she's good in Mudbound. I've seen it. That is on Netflix. So you can watch that right now for free, or for $6.99 a month. But mostly free. Most people have got someone else's Netflix account. I haven't. I pay for my Netflix account.
I don't have Netflix.
Got it. And Alison Janney for... you should get us. We'll talk. And Alison Janney's amazing in it. She's the best character in it. She pretty much owns that movie.
Right.
Yeah, she was well deserved, but I didn't think her performance would be something that would be recognised by Oscars.
Right. Okay.
I thought, that doesn't seem like a very Oscars performance, but yeah, really good. So chuffed with it, really. Glad she won.
Good.
I like it when I agree with them.
Yeah.
Right. Now we have got it out. So let's go Best Actress.
Best Actress.
Yeah. So these ones we did predict last time.
Right. Well, we know who won it, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. Best Actress.
Just want to see the rest of
them. God, how many Oscars are there? Imagine having to sit through ones like Best Makeup. I'm sorry. Best Makeup's an amazing category, but I couldn't imagine sitting through that speech. That must be when you go for a wee. Right. Best Actress, won by Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Thank you.
And then Sally Hawkins, Shape of Water, was in there. Margot Robbie for I, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird. And Meryl Streep for The Post. So,
nope.
Do you agree with this one?
Yes, I think I do. I've not seen I, Tonya, so
yeah.
But I've seen the other four, and I think it's between Frances and the girl from Lady Bird. I thought she was really good. I watched that last night, and I thought she was really, really impressive in it.
Okay, I think McDormand wrap this up.
Yeah.
I think she had this wrapped up. I mean, Margot Robbie's amazing in it. Amazing in I, Tonya. And she's also ice skating. She's figure skating. It's an added level to her performance.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but it also feels a little bit like, well, the figure skating bit's great, and you do Tonya Harding well, but it's not blowing me away. It's a great performance, not blowing away. Last in Shape of Water, held it. She's decent. She was mute. She played well.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to say. And Meryl Streep could pretty much read the phone book and get an Oscar nomination, so yep. I don't think that counts.
Nope. Or read the post.
Yeah, read the post. Nice. Very nice. So Frances McDormand won. Yeah, I had that. Who did you have as your prediction for that?
You had Frances McDormand.
And so did I.
Excellent. So...
Ding.
One point each. Should we say 1 point each? Let's go 1 point each.
Let's just do 1 point for each one. Let's not.
Okay.
I'm sure you sent me a confusing scoring system when we first did this.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay then. Best actor.
Best actor.
So, Gary Oldman won it.
Yep.
And then Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name. Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread. Pretty much the same as Meryl Streep.
Yep.
Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out. Stop laughing at my pronunciations. And Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel Esquire.
I liked how you pronounced the Timothy.
Timothy.
He's got an accent on his name.
Timothy?
It means he's foreign.
Okay, there you go then. That's how you know he's French. Yeah. I get it. Or Italian or whatever he is.
Timothy the Italian.
It's set in Italy. The film's set in Italy. Okay. Do you agree that... Gary Oldman should have won this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep it short. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him in Darkest Hour. I thought it was a transformation winner. And
absolutely.
Oscar's love of transformation and Gary Oldman. Just, it was a great Winston Churchill impression.
But it wasn't even an impression. That's the thing, it wasn't an impression. It was, I don't know what you call it. Maybe mimicry, I don't know. It didn't feel like he was doing an impression.
Mm.
He was Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
It was that great thing where you forgot you were watching Gary Oldman.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to look for it to be Gary Oldman.
It was Churchill on the screen.
Yeah.
Even the speech at the end, the most famous part, you didn't go, his Churchill impression's off there. Yeah. You know, you've heard the finest hour stuff, and he was note perfect.
Yeah.
And the thing is about Darkest Hour, and we'll talk about the films later on, but Darkest Hour is not necessarily a great movie, but it's got an amazing performance in the middle of it.
Yeah.
The story's not... we'll talk about it later, but the story of it's not necessarily amazing, but Oldman makes that film.
Yes.
You want to watch it because he's in it.
Yeah.
The rest, I don't know why the Timothy Chalamet guy's got it, because Call Me By Your Name's dull, and he's just dull in it. Daniel Day-Lewis... Again, he could read Meryl Streep's phone book and get an Oscar.
Yep.
Daniel Kaluuya, though, for Get Out.
I haven't seen any of the films in the Best Actor category.
Have you not?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Denzel Washington's a little bit... He's beginning to become a bit of a Meryl Streep and a bit of a... That's nowhere near a great Denzel Washington performance, is that?
Denzel by numbers.
A little bit. It's a good film and it's a good performance,
hmm.
but you don't look at it and go, Oscar movie or Oscar winning performance. It's nothing like that at all.
No.
But then you'd argue, well, I don't want to say anything more because that'll ruin stuff later. So,
so who did you... You had Gary Oldman for Best Actor.
And so did you.
Excellent. Two for two.
Ding. You not get your own pen?
I can get one.
You're fine. You don't have to get one.
What are we doing next?
Director. Best Director.
There we go. Right, I'm going to go and get a pen. On the floor.
Well, I'll say what. So, Guillermo del Toro, that's right, Guillermo, check me out, won it for Shape of Water. Paul Thomas Anderson was nominated for Phantom Thread. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, the wine movie. And Jordan Peele for Get Out. Do you agree that Guillermo del Toro should have won this for Shape of Water?
No.
Absolutely not. I don't know what they're thinking.
Nope.
There are at least three other contenders there that deserve it more than he does.
Yep.
So I think... Well, I'll tell you who I put down. My prediction was the... So that's not the person I thought it was. But Greta Gerwig deserved it more than he did.
Yeah.
Because she... I mean, Lady Bird is... There's nothing to Lady Bird.
No.
There's no story in Lady Bird.
Not really.
I was interested from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It's a great movie. It's well put together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who would you have had won that?
I put Greta Gerwig.
Is that the person you'd have had won it, though? Was that the person, if you had to choose, if you were nominated as an Academy member, who would you have nominated out of those? I know you haven't seen Get Out and you haven't seen Phantom Thread.
Yeah, I'd probably go Greta Gerwig because I think you're probably going to say Christopher Nolan.
I am, from absolutely, Dunkirk, yeah.
But I think there wasn't anything different in that than we've seen in something like Saving Private Ryan or the war films. The direction was very similar, but it was the audio in that that...
But do you not think the fact that it was framed as it was, one day, 1 hour, 1 week... And you were never lost. You were never confused by that story. And you were invested in that story. And the way it was, the fact that he was directing with actual World War II vehicles. So it was an actual Spitfire. It was actual ship from, you know, that could have been used in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
There were 300,000, you know, there wasn't 300,000 on the beach, but it felt like there were 300,000 on the beach. There was loads of, I think there's the technicality of what it took to make that movie compared to Shape of Water, which was, I mean, very, very impressive CGI fishman, but a really standard, nothingy movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. Shape of Water is the best director. It was I think anyone could have directed that from a sort of
almost
uneducated level.
Yeah.
It was just showing the story. There was nothing that made you sort of sit up and go, oh, that's quite clever.
No, there wasn't. There really wasn't.
It was just there.
I think so. It just felt it. The whole fact of it being nominated in any of these categories has baffled me since seeing it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have watched it if it hadn't been for the fact it was Oscar nominated anyway.
No, I probably wouldn't either.
And Get Out was the third one that I thought would have been in there as a nominated one.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's done a very good job with that movie. It's very well put together. Some amazing scenes in it. We both guessed the same person.
Yeah.
Because even though I thought Christopher Nolan should win it, I thought Greta Gerwig was going to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Big crossroads. But so far we've gone, oh, I've got a tick. Excellent.
You have, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I gave you a tick. I'm just. It's Thursday night. Leave me alone. Right.
This isn't part of your profession.
Well, marketing. Yeah, absolutely. Jesus. Right, okay. Best picture. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that on the podcast.
Charming.
Right then, so there's 10 films in this now. So,
okay.
The winner was The Shape of Water, right? Mm. And then there was also Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour. That's why I was trying to get so quick through that so you wouldn't say Dave. Call Me By Your Name, Dave. Darkest Hour, Dunkirk. Why did I say it again? Get Out.
Sorry.
Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find something out in a minute. I'm going to get to that in a second. So, do you agree that The Shape of Water should have won Best Picture?
No.
Unbelievable.
No. It's the joint lowest score of any film we've been to the cinema in the last 2 years. It's the closest we came to walking out the cinema.
You are joking.
No, it was awful. It was up there with the Nut Job 2. It was terrible. We were both so bored.
I didn't hate it that much. I didn't even hate it. But why did you hate it?
I didn't care. I just couldn't give a stuff. From the first 15 minutes, you could tell what the story was going to be. You could tell how it was going to end. You could tell exactly where it was going. And minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour, it just did exactly as you expected. Every single part of it. There were no surprises apart from she had sex with a fish thing.
Which you knew about before you went in. If you know anything about this movie, it's that there's fish love.
Yeah. It was a rehash story, which is evident by all of the plagiarism. Claims
charges,
that go against it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it won.
I'm with you. I didn't hate it. I thought it was just as average as average could be. I gave it a 3. I gave it literally down the middle. It was just, it kept me attention for about an hour and a half. And then it was like you say, I know where this is going, so just end.
Yeah.
Just end now. Had some decent, Michael Shannon, who was the bad guy in it, was great.
Yeah.
But he played the same character Michael Shannon plays in every single film he's in.
Yeah.
And like I said, Sally Hawkins, very good in it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with the performances. And the fish guy, the CGI on that guy was incredible.
Yeah.
And there are some moments where you're like, oh, that's clever. Mm. But it was just, you could have guessed it from the beginning. If you told me it was about a woman who goes into a lab, sees a fish man being tortured, and kind of decides she wants to help him.
Mm.
You feel like I could have written the rest of this movie.
Yeah.
And it went exactly the way it was supposed to. And it has been done a million times.
Yeah.
From bits of Beauty and the Beast to Hunchback of Notre Dame to just even a film I talked about last time, Okja, it's been done 100 million times.
Yeah.
I don't get why it won. It hasn't got anything. Okay, the best way of looking at it is there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 films that were way in advance and above what that movie was.
Yep, couldn't agree more. And I don't really get how something like I, Tonya couldn't have been nominated. You've got pretty much all of the acting categories. You've got the characters in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point.
How's that been missed?
That's a fair point. For something like, you know, something like The Post. Yeah. We've both seen The Post. The Post is a solid movie. It's very well written. It's fairly interesting.
Yeah.
But it's as generic can be.
Yeah.
You're watching an event unfold and you go, oh, well, I know about that now.
Yeah. This should have been Three Billboards, yeah.
It should, absolutely. Three Billboards should have won this. The only one I would compete with that with, having seen that list again, is Dunkirk. Dunkirk was the only other movie I said would be deserving of that.
Mm.
So if I go down the list of the ones I've seen, so I've seen all these now. So if we talk about, we've talked about Shape of Water, The Post, I haven't got much more to say. It's Tom Hanks gives a very good Tom Hanks performance. Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
But you know, it's, I think The Post is interesting once you get to the point of, can they release the story?
Yeah.
Now they've got it. And it becomes very interesting. There's about a half hour point in the middle where you are so invested in it.
Yeah.
But it's 2 hours long.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
You haven't seen Call Me By Your Name, have you?
No.
Don't. Just don't.
Not good.
Again, it's been done. It's about a teenage boy who lives with his parents. He lives in Italy. He's fairly promiscuous. He's a bit. He can pretty much do what he wants. He's got a bit of a hippie family. You let him get away with things. And his dad's a professor, so every year, one of the professor's students comes to stay. The guy who comes to stay is Armie Hammer, who, you know, Armie Hammer is. Yeah, guy from Man from Uncle. Perfect, Jinx. But you can speak, it's a podcast.
Thanks.
And the guy falls in love with him. And it's an illicit love affair, and he's trying to work out, is he really gay? Is that what he wants? And again, you watch it, it's very slow.
Mm.
You know where it's going. And you're just like, oh, it's a film. Yeah, okay. You know, I gave it, I think it's the worst of the Oscar movies I've seen. I think
right,
I gave
okay.
it 2.5 stars. Out of all the Oscar movies, it's the worst one I saw.
Oh, dear.
Get Out, we've talked about, loved it. Intense, amazing. Deserve to be in there. I said to you last time, because you haven't seen it, so we'll talk about the ones I haven't seen, and we'll talk about the ones we've both seen. I told you last time I didn't want to see Phantom Thread.
Yes.
I told you last time that it looked dull, it was about a tailor falling in love.
Yes.
It's really, really good.
Is it?
It's really, really good.
Oh, okay.
Considering that it is about a very difficult tailor who falls in love with one of his muses, and then it's about their relationship, you're not bored. You're really into this relationship. You're really into what's going on. Daniel Day-Lewis is a solid actor. He does make fairly boring films most of the time, but this one, he's really good in it. And the actress who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, I can't remember her name, she was fantastic in it as well. It's a well-put-together movie, and you are really, really invested, and it doesn't go where you think it's going either.
Right.
Considering it's a, you know, turbulent love story kind of movie, it is... I think it's because his character is so weird and such a difficult, complicated... You're there watching him going, I couldn't live with this guy. How is anybody even friends with this guy? He's infuriating.
Yeah.
And you're really invested. If you get the chance to watch it, definitely do. It's well worth it.
Again, it's another one that you wouldn't go and watch unless it was Oscar-nominated.
No, it's exactly one of those. The only reason... You'd have to be a Daniel Day-Lewis fan. And you need a good 2.5 hours of your time, because it's another one of those where it's very long for what it is.
Yeah.
But you are well invested, so I was easily put right by that.
Okay.
Now you've seen the rest of these films, haven't you?
Yes.
So what did you think? We kind of talked about Darkest Hour, haven't we?
We touched Darkest Hour. Yeah, really enjoyed that. I thought that was good. Really enjoyed the film. It was just well put together. It was a slightly different take on a story that everybody knows.
Yeah,
so it was good.
Yeah, I think it's. I don't know if it's that exciting. I think the problem is you know it. So when they're arguing about do we give in to Hitler, should we give in to Hitler, should we give in to Hitler, you go, well, you know that he doesn't.
Yeah.
So
I think I'm surprised it's Oscar nominated, because I think a lot of the reason I liked it was the whole patriotism.
Yes.
Side of it.
Yes.
I liked it because, oh yeah, rah rah rah.
It is that.
Britain wins, rah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I was American, I don't know if I'd have enjoyed it as much.
No, I don't think so either. I think there's something to that. There's a bit in it where he goes down into the London Underground.
Yeah.
I don't know how fabricated that is. But that's the point where you just so yeah. glad I'm British. Yeah. You know, there is that kind of, and then the speech at the end, the famous, that's it, isn't it? So,
yeah,
no, fair play. And we talked about Dunkirk last time. I loved it. You didn't.
Yep.
So I want to hear what you thought of Lady Bird then.
It's, like I said, I enjoyed Lady Bird. It was fine. It was a 7 out of 10 film. It was just pleasant to watch. I liked the characters. But I'm not really a big fan of films that don't go anywhere, and lots of little things happened, but nothing really happened in that film, in my opinion. I think it sort of, it was a fairly accurate feeling reflection of a teenage girl's life in the early 2000s, which is good, but I was a teenager in the early 2000s, and I kind of remember a lot of that, so... Yeah, it was fine. It was nice. I think the girl was really good. The girl was
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say her first name. But yeah, she was very good. And I do remember she's the girl from the Galway Girl, Ed Sheeran video as well.
I don't think I've ever seen that video.
Ah,
I don't think I've seen that video.
The girl from Lady Bird's in it.
Is she?
Yeah, she's the main girl in it, yeah.
Oh, what character?
She plays Ed Sheeran.
Does she?
Yeah.
It's a twist. That guy's weird. I loved it.
Yeah.
I gave that 5 stars. I loved that movie.
Okay.
Because I was so gripped by it. And I loved it. It was, the way I liked it, it was written as if you were listening to a conversation between two people. It was written as if you were eavesdropping.
Yes.
It was written so realistically. But you're right. I'm not a big fan of films that go nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of films that have no story. That you kind of like, it ends and you go, what on earth just happened? I'm not a big fan of that, but this one did it. This one I was convinced by. So,
yeah
fair play.
Good.
What did you put? Who did you think was going to win best picture then?
So I put The Shape of Water.
How you put The Shape of Water?
There's enough of a fuss about it that sort of made me think, well, they wouldn't be making a big fuss about it if it wasn't sort of going to win. So
I can't believe you put The Shape of Water.
Yep.
Of all the films.
Yep. What do you... You went for...
I went for 3 Billboards. For the same reason. I thought there was enough for us. I hadn't seen 3 Billboards at this point.
Oh, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's the one, yeah. Yep. Sorry, as opposed to the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the only one out there we haven't talked about. I loved 3 Billboards.
Yeah.
I thought it was... I gave that 5 stars. I loved how it was written. I thought it was really, really funny. Really, really heartfelt. I didn't know where it was going. At all, I wasn't predicted by it. There was one moment in the middle involving Woody Harrelson's character that I just didn't see coming, completely out of left field, that changed the movie.
Yeah,
and just like you said, things like Sam Rockwell's character changing halfway through and stuff like that. I absolutely loved the film. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
So I think that should easily have won it.
Yeah, I agree. I think so. I think it would have been a worthy winner, even though. That said, it's still a bit of a film like Lady Bird. It's a better version of how Lady Bird was done, where stuff happens in the film, but I got no start and no closure on it.
I see, I remember you saying that last time.
Yeah.
I didn't find that. I thought it was a proper, well put together... It was just that had loads more going on. That was a proper story.
It did have a lot more happening. That's what I'm saying. It was like a better
step
version
up from
of
Lady
Bird.
Bird,
yeah. But okay. I like car chase, gun shootout.
Fair enough.
Bit of dialogue.
Bit of dialogue.
Witty put down.
There was plenty of witty put down.
Happy ending.
Plenty of witty put down. There wasn't necessarily a happy ending.
True.
How do you feel about an ambiguous ending?
I don't like it. I like closure. I don't like the speculation, because all it does is encourage hours of speculation on blogs and... people writing unnecessary articles about their opinions, which I don't care about.
By the way, viewsfromthesofa.com. So if you've ever fancy just reading about someone's opinions...
Yeah. I stopped when I got that bit of the review.
So, I can't... You're beating me now then.
Yeah.
So, best...
Don't know why you're surprised.
Best sound mixing.
Sound mixing, okay.
We're not talking about these. I don't even understand really what sound mixing is, unless it's taking one sound and mixing it with another.
It's quite early on in the show. There we go.
All right.
Dunkirk was the winner.
Dunkirk won it.
Best sound mixing.
All right. Kind of surprised I didn't put that.
Well, it was really loud. So
it was. I thought the opposite. It was dead quiet.
Yeah.
You put Blade Runner.
Yep, and you put Baby Driver.
I thought Baby Driver was a shoo-in.
It makes sense from what you were saying.
Yeah. So
I put Blade Runner because I thought they're going to make it win something, and it's either going to be for visual or sound.
It
did win
something, though. I think it was like cinematography. I think it won.
Yeah. So quick look.
Oh, Darkest Hour did win makeup. Did win makeup. Won makeup. How bad's that?
Best visual effects.
Oh, visual effects, okay. Ugh. And cinematography.
Best cinematography. Ugh.
You haven't even seen it.
I know.
Could be the best film ever.
Yeah. Probably not, though.
Biggest winner?
It was Shape of Water, wasn't it?
What did you put?
I think I put...
Oh, I'm sorry, you put Dunkirk.
And you put Three Billboards.
Which didn't win. I don't think Dunkirk won... Well, it did. It won... Best mix,
yeah.
Best sound mixer, but
best editing.
That's fair. Yeah, just
won three. Actually, yeah, Dunkirk won three. Should have probably sorted this before, shouldn't we?
Shape of Water won the most, though, didn't it?
Well, Shape of Water won best production design.
Of course. Gotta love a fish tank.
Best score.
Okay, yeah. 2-1.
Best director.
Yeah.
And best picture, so it won 4.
4, okay.
Yeah, so that won most.
So I put Three Billboards. Yeah, so... Yeah.
Disappointing.
Okay, three controversial moments I was interested in seeing. So we put down if any of these three controversial moments would happen. So... Your controversial moments, I quite like, actually. Number one, a major actress not wearing black, unlike the others.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen this time.
No, they
didn't
even bother to do it. They decided not to do wearing black, didn't they? They had the pins on instead.
Yeah. It's almost like...
It was the white flowers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, not quite, but I quite like that one for you. A nobody showing support for Weinstein et al. I would have loved that. I would have loved... And thank you, Harvey.
Yeah.
And then run.
Yeah,
that would have been brilliant.
Just somebody on the red carpet sort of saying, yeah, he was really nice to me or something like that.
I had something similar to that.
Drunk actor speaks out against #MeToo.
And then I put in brackets who I thought it would be.
Woody Harrelson.
I thought just at the end, just someone gets up on stage and just says something, you know.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's, I can see both those happening.
And then you put the last one, a power cut.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen.
No power cut. So yours was your drunk actor speaks out against Me Too.
Yeah.
No black winners.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Get out won stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought Get Out would be the big... And then I put the last one,
Winner of Best Picture gets challenged by Get Out. What do you mean by that?
So people believe that Get Out should have won it, and it's a big controversy of I can't believe Get Out didn't win it, and all the rest of it. I thought Get Out, the big controversy would be that didn't win anything, even though it was nominated and everything.
Yeah.
But it won Best Screenplay. And I think that was enough for people to go, fair play, give it to him. Plus, you look at the other films, and it wasn't the best film there.
No.
I love Get Out, it's a 5-star movie, but it wasn't the best movie there.
No.
So... But I did think that.
Okay, so none of our controversial moments came in.
No.
But all of them were plausible, I'd say.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Right, so the tiebreaker, which I don't think is needed.
It's
so
not needed.
Let's just go through the final scores. So I'll count up all yours.
Yeah.
Yep, that's quick. 2.
Okay, you've only got 3, so don't get all cocky with me. 3 you've got.
50% more. 50% more. Good.
I can't.
believe you would.
Does that mean you're doing the monologue?
I can't believe you put Best Picture Shape. When I opened that up, it was the first thing I saw. I can't believe you put it. I thought for a shoo-in, none of us would think Shape of Water won it. I thought, and I asked before we'd seen it. I can't believe you put it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it after I'd seen it, but I just went off the hype, so...
I can't believe it, but I thought Three Billboards for that. I can't believe you put that. And the others are fairly telling. The fact that we both put the same as Best Director, I think, is very telling.
Well, we went for the same for a lot of them, really. Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, all the same.
Yeah.
Sound mixing.
So, well, I mean, it was an outside bet, sound mixing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the tiebreak
was
the best speech time for the best actress, the speech time for the best actress award.
Best actress, all right, was best actress. Yep.
I was thinking about this on the way over, and I was worried I'd put 13 minutes. And I've just had a glance over what I did put, and that's fairly ridiculous what I put, really.
Yeah, so you went from 9 minutes.
Which is a lot longer than you think. When you thought about it, I thought, they usually do about 10 minutes each.
That's a groom speech.
But they don't, do they? Yeah, exactly. They really don't.
No.
And you put 27 seconds.
Yeah, I you scribbled out my last answer. I went really low because I thought they're going to make a point. They're going to get up there and say, this isn't about me, this is about me too. Or something like that.
Oh, nice. That would have been a very nice speech, Dave. That would have been a very nice speech.
I should have won Best Actress.
You should have won Best Actress.
But, yeah, so...
Your Dirty Harry last week, you definitely should have won Best Actress.
So the actual speech length was 3 minutes 13 seconds.
So you won that as well.
So, yeah, I'm pretty close to that one.
As well. So you're closer than I was.
We can up my score, or we can just leave it.
I think that's it.
Just leave it.
We don't need it. So it's 3. It's what you beat me by 1.
Excellent. Oh, I'm delighted by that. I've got a good monologue for you. One day I'll do another one.
Don't say it like it's... Right,
is it 4-1? 3-1? 3-1. 3-1.
Yeah,
3-1. Not on keeping score.
Yeah, okay, of course not. Yeah,
it was similar to the score in the Oscars predictions, but you got more in that.
Right, well, talking of things you can't win, or I can't... So, quiz time.
All right, okay.
Have you heard of the Razzies?
Yes.
What are the Razzies, Dave?
They are held the night before or a couple of nights before the Oscars.
Yeah, the night before.
And they are for the worst films of the year.
They are. Arguably.
Yeah, according to Hollywood.
Yeah. Did you know there are some people that have won both a Razzie and an Oscar?
Yes.
So the quiz is... I'm going to give you an actor or actress, and all you've got to do is tell me, have they won a Razzie, an Oscar, both, or neither? I'm trying to see if I've got any neithers. I've got one neither. I might not even use it. I've got loads here. So have they won a Razzie, an Oscar, both? Yeah, it's a Razzie or Oscar, both. I'm going to use...
When you say both, we're not talking about for the same
film. Not for the same film, just do they own a Razzie and an Oscar. I think... Did anyone won it for the same? I think that's the question. I think someone has. Yes. Oh no, they haven't won it for the same film.
It's the same year.
They've won stuff in the same year. That has happened. So we'll start off dead simple, dead easy. Mel Gibson. Has he won a Razzie, an Oscar, or both?
Both.
Okay. Do you know what films? If for both, you are right. He has won both.
I'm going to say Braveheart.
For.
Oscar.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know, is it a Mad Max one or a...
It's not, he won his Razzie for Daddy's Home 2, which is out this year.
Oh, right, okay.
So, you seen
them? No, I've seen the trailer. Looked hilarious.
Looked awful, yeah. Ben Affleck.
Oh, he's won an Oscar.
For...
Good Will Hunting? Was it a writing one?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He's also won a Best Director Oscar as well.
Oh, right, okay.
For Argo. But has he won a Razzie?
No.
You're wrong. He's won three.
Oh, wow, big winner.
Daredevil, Jiggly, whatever, the one he did with
Jiggly, yeah.
Yeah, and Paycheck, which I thought was actually all right.
I don't remember Paycheck.
Yeah, with Uma Thurman, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Daredevil's, as I think I mentioned on a previous podcast, the first one I went to go and see in Cinemax. In the big, huge...
All right.
Cinema screen.
Awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
She can't have won a Razzie. Just Oscar.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what films. Everything. Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Both.
Oh, what for?
Rocky. Oscar.
Well done.
And take a pick for Razzie.
Yeah, pretty much. Rambo's. He's won it for Stop or My Mum Will Shoot.
Oh, classic.
Classic film, yeah. Just it is take your pick. So he has won both. Well done. Bruce Willis.
Just a Razzie.
Really? No Oscar?
I don't think he's won an Oscar, has he?
He hasn't won an Oscar. You're absolutely right. Yeah. He won 3 Razzies. One for Armageddon, one for Mercury Rising, and one for The Siege.
Armageddon was really good.
All in the same year. He was a 3-time winner in 1998.
Ugh.
Mercury Rising's not bad. Siege isn't awful. Armageddon, no one should win a Razzie for Armageddon. No, it's a great, great movie.
It always annoys me that it's like 2.5 stars in any TV magazine, whenever it was on.
I don't know,
it's
that's like, ridiculous.
It was really good.
Al Pacino.
Neither.
You think Al Pacino has never won an Oscar?
He might have won an Oscar. Oscar?
He has won an Oscar, but he's also won a Razzie.
Oh, right, okay.
He won an Oscar for Scent of a Woman. No, he plays a blind guy, blind colonel.
No.
Really good film if you can see it. And he won a Razzie for Jack and Jill, where he played himself.
Oh, okay.
Which leads us very nicely to Adam Sandler.
Just a Razzie.
Try a Razzie every year. Yeah. He's the biggest Razzie winner ever.
Well, that's fair. He makes some terrible films.
Just like awful movies. He used
him and Eddie Murphy must be up movies. There.
Do you remember when Adam Sandler was good? Yeah. I love Big Daddy.
And Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
they were good films.
Even
Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer was amazing. Punch Drunk Love is a great movie.
Yeah.
There's so many. And then, I don't know what he's doing. Denzel. Big old Denzel Washington.
See, I think probably Denzel's won a Razzie as well at some point, so I'm going to say both again.
No, just Oscar. For Training Day, the only time he's ever won an Oscar.
Great film.
Yeah, it's a really good film. Not necessarily his best, though.
No.
Sandra Bullock.
Both.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All About Steve and The Blind Side. She won the Razzie on the Saturday and then won the Oscar on the Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, only that was the same year one.
Halle Berry.
Both.
You're absolutely right.
Same year again, was it?
It wasn't. It was she won the Oscar for Monsters Ball, and then she took the Oscar to the Razzies the next year to accept the Catwoman, which I thought was a great move.
Yeah, fair play.
And we'll do two more, because I think they're interesting. Two interesting ones. Prince. The singer, now dearly departed.
Okay. Prince.
Has he won an Oscar? A Razzie or both?
I'm going to say Oscar.
You're absolutely right.
Just got it for Best Song or something.
He did for Purple Rain.
Mm.
But then he won a Razzie.
Which of course was in Singing in the Rain.
Yes, yeah. Or the film Purple Rain.
Yeah.
But he also won a Razzie for Under the Cherry Moon. So both.
Poor performance.
That was the song as well.
Is that when he changed his name?
No, I don't think it was, actually. When he became
the artist formerly known as Prince. Or the symbol.
Yeah. And finally, because I think this is amazing, George W. Bush, the president, has he won an Oscar, a Razzie, or both?
Surely it's just a Razzie.
It is a Razzie in the Best Actor category. Do you know what film? You get bonus points if you know what film.
Is this George W. Bush Senior or Junior?
Junior. This is George W. Bush.
Was it in one of the Afghanistan films? No. Hurt Locker or something.
No. Give you a clue, it's a documentary.
Super Size Me?
No. But around the time, Fahrenheit 9/11. You know Michael Moore one? Yeah, right. He won Best Actor Razzie. For that. It's more of a political statement needs to be. You did very well there. Very well. I'm very impressed. So there you go. My only other ones were Leonardo DiCaprio, who's won both. and Martin Scorsese, who's won just an Oscar.
Right.
Oh, and Tom Cruise. Never won an Oscar.
How come he doesn't do Oscar films?
Yeah, well, he used to. Born on the 4th of July and
Jerry Maguire.
Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire. He's been nominated loads of times, never won.
Well, that's going to get
He's going to get it, because that's what they reckon. Gary Oldman was like a Lifetime Achievement Award rather than a. And they did the same for Scorsese and The Departed. So that's definitely
Top Gun next year.
Top Gun 2, Maverick. Yeah. I can't see it. Not that film. I know, but I don't think that film's going to be an Oscar winner.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't think you need that. So, the poll.
Yes.
What do you believe should be a Oscar category that doesn't already exist?
Now, when you told me that this was going into the poll, I was firstly thinking, there's enough bloody categories, what on earth could I add in? And then I remembered reading an article and completely agreeing with what it said.
Okay.
I would have a best stunt person category.
Nice.
Because those do a hell of a lot of the work in the films. They do a lot of the heavy lifting in these big films. And it's a way that you could get things like the Marvel films, they could become Oscar nominated because of the stunt work that's done in those films. Now, you could have best stunt man, best stunt actress, actor, whatever, or just have a single category.
Best stunt person.
Because, I think they're sort of unloved, unmentioned. You don't hear about them. I couldn't name a single stunt person. I think they deserve some credit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a great pick. See, mine's again, it's the unsung heroes, and it's one because they're never going to get in the best actor category, and he should. So I was going down a category. It doesn't have many nominations, many people each year. But I wanted to go for best CGI / voice artist category.
Okay.
Because Andy Serkis, who played King Kong, who's played Caesar in War for the Planet of the Apes, he plays an ape.
Yeah.
And again, it's essentially perfect. Yeah. And you think about Jungle Book and the people who played stuff in that, and you think about the CGI in some of the motion capture performances in... Well, I'm sure there's a motion capture performance in The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
You know, all these things where it's people essentially taking on a completely different character that just doesn't get recognised.
Yeah.
And I don't think best CGI covers it. And the only way to kind of bolster out that category would be if you went down the route of voice acting as well, I think. But you think about that. Now we've got these CGI characters coming in. You've got, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. You've got... Excuse it sounds. True. Vin Diesel made three words as emotive as you possibly can. Do you know what I mean? You've got the animated films. Animation's a huge category. That's an acting. There's acting in there. You can't deny it. There's acting and feeling in there. And it feels like it should be recognised. That's a tough choice, to be honest.
Because
I really liked your choice. When you said best stunt, I thought, that's...
I think both of those are good choices, actually. I think both... I'd be happier to see either of those categories in the Oscars than best sound mixing.
Yes. That sounds tight. I don't know what... The thing is, I don't know what sound mixing is or
therefore,
what it entails.
Therefore, who cares? That's so... How is that an award?
Harsh. It is harsh. That's so harsh. That is so harsh.
But why don't you have best boy or whatever in a film as
best key grip.
Yeah. Nonsense.
Do they get awards? Because there is a stunt person's awards.
Yeah.
Which is shown on like MTV, unfortunately.
Yeah. The Razzies get more.
They do. As juicy sounds, these guys risk their lives.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
People do die.
They do. I think someone's died on Deadpool 2.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
You know, it's not something that doesn't happen every year, and you're absolutely right. It's something that needs to be, and plus. The most popular films of the year are not recognised. I think it's absolutely baffling.
Yeah.
For me, one of the best films I watched last year was Spider-Man Homecoming. One of the best films I watched the year before that was Civil War the year before that?
Yeah.
You know, superhero films, as stupid as they sound, they are great films. If they're done really well, they're great films. And I know The Dark Knight's been nominated and stuff like that, but that's about as... least superhero as you can get to be a superhero movie. And I think they're just these big blockbusters are ridiculously overlooked for what they are.
Yeah.
And the fact that Armageddon gets a Razzie when it's just... their films have their own merit, and I think putting Stunt Person in there is a way of doing it. Very good.
Yeah.
Right, so that'll be the poll. I'll give you details about that at the end. You have a quiz.
I do have a quiz. I'm going to keep it fairly short and sweet.
Okay.
Today, the day we're recording this, is International Women's Day.
Yes, it is, Dave. Yes, it is.
And this is an Oscar-themed podcast. So, my quiz is...
Women Called Oscar. Okay.
Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress winners, higher or lower?
Okay. We could do this.
Okay. So, how many have I got?
Take it how many they've won, one, higher two, or lower.
Four, five. I've got nine. Perfect. On my list.
Nine will do, yeah.
Okay. So, you get a bonus point if you get how many they've won as well.
Yeah. Easy, Dave.
Okay. Right. So, the starter is this year's winner of the Best Actress, Frances McDormand.
Okay.
She has two wins.
Oh, I was going to tell you that. Right, okay. Two wins.
Right. Julia Roberts, higher or lower?
Lower. I think she's only got one.
Correct. Julia Roberts has one Oscar win.
For The Blind Side?
I can't remember.
I was going
to
say...
I can have a look.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Look at her. We've got Google.
Okay.
Right.
Right. So, Julia Roberts won. Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, more with three.
Two. Oh, Elizabeth Taylor has two. Oh, you're right. It's higher.
I was pulling that number out of nowhere, though. Which is the well-known phrase.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Right, so Elizabeth Taylor was two. Meryl Streep.
Ooh. See, I'm worried now. She gets nominated. She's won more. But I think it's like with four.
Sure?
Yes.
She has won more, but it's three. Yeah, Meryl Streep with three.
That's still a lot.
It is quite a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For Oscars, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, in the two... You've only got two categories you can...
Yeah.
Compete in.
So they're combined, are they?
Yes, these are combined.
Okay, I see. All right, then.
Right, okay. Cate Blanchett.
Less. Definitely less.
With?
One.
Two. Cate Blanchett won two, yeah.
Two.
Yep.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman.
Less. One.
Correct. Very good. Very good.
Tense. It's tense.
Okay, so Nicole Kidman won. Maggie Smith.
Less. Zero. I don't think Maggie Smith has ever won an Oscar.
Maggie Smith has won two Oscars.
Has she?
Yeah. Both a long time ago. But yeah, Maggie Smith's won twice an Oscar winner.
That's annoying.
Right. Helen Hunt.
Pardon?
Helen Hunt.
More. I'm going to go more than two.
More than two.
Helen Hunt has won more than two.
More than Maggie Smith.
Because it's Best Supporting and Best Actress. I think it's more.
Helen Hunt has won one Oscar.
Oh, come on! I was going Maverick. I was getting cocky. Oh, that's annoying.
Right. Okay, I've got two more.
Okay.
Audrey Hepburn. More or less than one Oscar?
More.
Higher or lower?
More. She's won more than one Oscar.
No.
She's never won an Oscar?
She might have won one. I've just hit backspace on the laptop. Hang on. Oh, no.
Because I think Breakfast at Tiffany's is probably the only Audrey Hepburn film I've ever seen, I think. And I'm sure she won an Oscar for that. Problem is, you get back far enough, I have no idea what people have won.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn won one Oscar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last person.
Last person. K- Katharine Hepburn.
More than one.
With?
Two.
Four. She is the most decorated actor or actress.
I sworn that was Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep will get that accolade.
Probably, yeah.
She'll get that. Or at least
get another one, I reckon.
You've got to get another one in there.
Probably.
Yeah. If they're going to give it to her for the post, she'll play somebody at some point that's amazing.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I could have sat here all night and guessed actresses. I would not have guessed Katharine Hepburn as having won the most. Actors and actresses. She's the most successful actor.
I'd never have guessed that either.
No.
I would not have known that. Very good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a pretty ordinary quiz for you, Dave.
Happens when you get when you give 30 seconds notice before the start of the pod.
You had time.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy International Women's Day. So, the final thing, really, before you give me my monologue, whatever it may be, is the plugs, which, again, I'm a big fan of doing, but they need to be done. So, the poll, this will be going up in the next couple of days, so you'll notice the podcast goes up, and don't laugh, it will go up in the next couple of days. You'll notice that when the podcast goes up, kind of has to now as well, because everyone knows when International Women's Day was. Most of the time they don't know when we've recorded this. But
that's why I did it.
Brilliant. Okay. It'll be up by Monday. So the poll is really simple. What do you think it should be a new Oscar category? Should it be for Best Stunt Person or should it be for Best Motion Capture / Voice Artist? Vote on Twitter at Views from Sofa. So follow us to do that. Vote on Facebook. Just search for Views from the Sofa and like us. Please like us. And you can go on the viewsfromthesofa.com article that will go with the podcast and just write underneath what you think it is. And then while you're on there, have a look at the reviews and other things. There's going to be loads of reviews going up, particularly because our next podcast is going to be about video games and video game movies specifically. So I am going to start watching a lot of video game movies over the next couple of weeks, and I'm hoping to do all of the Resident Evil movies.
Okay.
As my franchise, so we'll see.
Oh, you're in for a fun couple of weeks. I love those films.
I hate the Resident Evil movies. I know I'm not going to like them, but you know, I've only seen the first one and I didn't like it, but we'll talk about that next time. So let's hear it, Dave. What is it? What's our monologue?
Right. Okay, so I'm going to actually take the unprecedented step of introducing this monologue. Just because it's not a particularly famous monologue.
Right.
However, I thought I'd do a change of pace from their usual ones, the classic sort of everyone knows this film, everyone recognises this monologue. Everyone will recognise this film and everyone will recognise the style of monologue. However, you probably won't be able to remember it word for word. So, this is Ben as Lieutenant Frank Drebin from Naked Gun 2.5, just the top bit.
The bit where it says describing Jane voiceover?
Yes.
So you want me to do this as Leslie Nielsen?
Yes, please, yes.
I couldn't believe it was her. It was like a dream. But there she was, just as I remembered her. That delicately beautiful face and a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seemed to say, hey, look at these. She was the kind of woman who made you want to drop to your knees and thank God you're a man. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it.